91X News.
It's minus one and partly cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. The Shafia murder trial has cast a shadow over Canada's Islamic community, further tarnishing an image that has not yet recovered from the events of 9/11. Muslims across the country, however, say the revelations in a Kingston courtroom have shone a light on problematic aspects of their culture and illuminated new ways to tackle the issues. A program that started in London, Ontario, is aimed at ending honor-based violence by providing culturally tailored support for the victims and changing the behaviors of the perpetrators. The Family Honor Project was launched to stop honor-based violence and suppress some stereotypes portrayed in the Shafia trial. A change for the old age pension will be front and center today as the House of Commons sits for the first time in 6 weeks. Last week, the Prime Minister talked about having pensions start at age 67 instead of 65. Northumberland Quinty West MP Rick Norlock says major changes will be needed. Norlock says the pension was never meant to totally replace income, but to be a supplement. He adds by the time baby boomers are heavily collecting, there won't be as many people paying into the plan. Durham police say the death of a man found in his Oshawa home was a homicide. Police say they were called to a home on Salina Street early Sunday by one of the man's friends. The victim has been identified as 61-year-old David Walker. Police say he was stabbed, but are not saying what weapon was used. Investigators remain on the scene and want to hear from anyone with information. The mayor of Quinty West and others are suiting up in their heaviest coats for a trip to a Canadian Forces base in Alert, Nunavut, tomorrow night. Mayor John Williams says he, Fire Chief John Whalen, 8-Wing Trenton Commander Colonel Sean Friday, and Honorary Colonel Armin Quickert are heading to CFB Alert for a change of command ceremony and the delivery of a new fire truck to the frozen outpost. The mayor and others will return on Wednesday night. Speaking of Nunavut, researchers say melting Arctic sea ice is enticing more killer whales into the area where they prey on local mammals. Shinta Puxley has more.
Researchers from the University of Manitoba interviewed Inuit hunters from 11 Nunavut communities about their observations on killer whales. Their findings are published in the online journal Aquatic Biosystems. Lead author Stephen Ferguson says the melting sea ice is making the Arctic more inviting for killer whales and making belugas, seals, and narwhals more vulnerable.
If we lose that sea ice, they're now going to be kind of out in the open water.
Ferguson says this could cause problems for the Inuit since they'll be competing against killer whales for food. Shinta Puxley, the Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
The Quinty Sports Center's roof will start producing power and money for the city of Belleville soon. Mayor Neil Ellis says the installation of solar panels on the roof is now done. When Belleville completes all of its solar panel projects, they will produce an annual revenue of $500,000. That's 91X News, the 203. Here's Tim Bayer with sports.
It's a big game tonight in Cobourg as the Wellington Dukes come to town. The Cougars are only 1 point behind Wellington as the two teams try to keep pace with the first place Trenton Golden Hawks. The Dukes head into the game 5 points behind Trenton. The game goes at 7 at the Cobourg Community Center. The Napanee Raiders are looking to gain some more ground in the Empire B League. The Raiders have won 3 straight but still sit 20 points back of the league-leading Picton Pirates. They host the Campbellford Raiders tonight. Campbellford Rebels tonight, rather, who have lost 3 straight. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Strathcona Paper Center. The Detroit Tigers lost an all-star first baseman less than a week from adding an all-star first baseman. The team announced today that Victor Martinez had season-ending surgery on his left knee last Friday and will miss the entire 2012 season. Martinez is expected to have ACL reconstruction surgery on the same knee in 6 to 8 weeks. The Tigers signed Prince Fielder to make up for the loss of Martinez, who injured the knee in spring training. Two of the NBA's best young teams will be on display tonight in L.A. The league-leading Oklahoma City Thunder have won 4 straight and have a record of 8 wins and 2 losses on the road this season. The Los Angeles Clippers lead the Pacific Division and are 4 games back of the Thunder. The game will match 2 of the best point guards in the league in Russell Westbrook of the Thunder and Chris Paul of the Clippers. Tip-off is at 10:30 Eastern Time. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of flurries late in the afternoon, high minus 2. Tonight, snow ending after midnight, a chance of flurries around 2 centimeters, low minus 3. Tuesday brings periods of snow or rain and a high of 6. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up with a low of plus 4 and a high of plus 5. At 2:06, it's minus 1. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Bayer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.